You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. You are Yahweh, oh, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Oh, somebody lift up your hand. I feel a worship in the Lord this morning. You are Yahweh. Oh, you are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. Hallelujah. You are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. Sing it one more time. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Oh, you are Yahweh. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Because you are Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh, oh, you are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, you are. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody just worship the Lord, worship the Lord, worship, just worship. Take a time to worship the Lord. Just take a time to worship the Lord. He is Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Oh, somebody give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. The presence of the Lord is in this house. Oh, the presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 this morning. Open your Bible to Isaiah 40. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord is in this place. Isaiah 40. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Isaiah 40, to whom then will ye liken me, or shall be, or shall I be equal, said the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number. He called them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one fitted. Hallelujah. While thou, O Jacob, and speak out, O Israel, my ways is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, thinneth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the thin, and to whom the heart no might, he increaseth not. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the able God, Lord. Speak to us. Touch my unclean lips, O God. Touch my body, Lord, and sanctify me, because you are holy. I cannot speak with all you, O God, and let the Holy Ghost take control, and let us be the hearer and the doer of your word. O God, arise and let the enemy be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. You take control in Jesus' name. Amen. You may have your seat while giving the Lord a hand of praise. Oh, have your seat. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today, I want to speak to us on the theme, the unreplaceable God. The unreplaceable God. In other words, you cannot replace God. Hallelujah. You can replace your tooth, your dentist, but you cannot replace God. Oh, no, amen. I was chewing so hard, mine came out. So, you can replace your car, but you cannot replace God. Hallelujah. You can replace your name, but you cannot replace God. You can replace your house or your home, but you cannot replace God. There are some things in your life that you can replace, and there are some things that you cannot replace. Oh yeah, you can also replace your life. Oh yes. The Bible said there's a way sitting right unto the man, but the end thereof is destruction. You can replace what you think you want to replace, but you cannot replace God. He is unreplaceable. Can somebody say amen? Culture. We're talking about culture. We're talking about the condition of society, the way they want to live, the way you want to live, your way of living. That's something we see in our culture. When we see it here, people get offended. If I look at Sister Christian, I say, Mama, she'll say, did I burn you? But our culture in Africa, we can look at our daughters, our sisters, and people in the neighborhood, older people, or female will say, Mama, Daddy. It means respect. We can look at another person. I can get my Western walking with me. I say, hey, how you doing, princess? Another woman, how you doing, princess? It don't mean nothing. But you tell in America, you look at a lady and say, you are beautiful, you are princess. You trying to hit on me? No. Hallelujah. So, there are cultural differences. But we're trying to fit in, okay? We're trying to fit in. So, if I say things like, it's not offensive yet. Just know that I'm from Liberia, Africa. That's the way we say it. So try to to come on my side a little bit. Amen. Like somebody when they slept in a hotel and the bed was not good. And usually in Liberia, when you wake up in the morning, we say, good morning, how you slept? So this person left from the States and went to the hotel and the mattress was not good. It was so flat and they never slept. The back hurt, the bones, everything were hurting when they woke up in the morning. One of the receptionists came and said, good morning, how you slept? So, oh, you know how I slept? I slept on a high bed. Amen. That's how we greet one another. Amen. But culture, a culture we live in try to invent as a replacement for God. For when man lost God, he lost everything. And if you read in Genesis 2:15 downward, you got to know that God made everything. The Bible opened in with the introduction of God. It said, "In the beginning, God." And God make everything. And God made you and myself in his likeness. We were made in the image of God. In fact, God told Moses, said, "Moses, I'm making a small god to Pharaoh." Amen. I mean, you think, you talk, you walk like God. Amen. Hallelujah. So when man replaced God, they lose everything. Man was cast out of the Garden of Eden, and man lost everything. Lost a relationship with God. He lost eternal life. Man was not to die. And man lost paradise. Amen. The Garden, and man also lost the tree of life. Hallelujah. So he had to invent certain things to make up for what God was to him. We need something that will satisfy our empty hearts, or to take the space of God in our heart, that what God was to us, that thing can be. But no matter what you have, it cannot replace God. Amen. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Wake up, wake up, wake up. So in Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 to 9. Exodus 32, verse 1 to 9. Let us read and say here. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, "Up! Make us gods." Are you there with me? "Make us gods, we shall go before us, for as for this Moses," disrespect, they're trying to disrespect him now, "for that good for nothing Moses, this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we will not what is become of him." Hallelujah. Let's keep reading. And what they say? They say, "And Aaron said unto them, bring off the gold earrings." Oh, thank God for UPCU. Wear earrings. Okay, that's good. "Golden earrings which are in your ears of your wives and of your son." You just thought that men just started wearing earrings, right? No. Men started wearing earrings a long time ago. At the fashion of the war. Piercing. A lot of stuff. Hallelujah. "Sons and of your daughters, and bring them unto me." And all the people broke off their gold earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. Go on. "And he received them out of their hand and fashioned it with a what? Graving tools after he had made it a melting calf. And they said, those be thy gods of Israel which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt." Listen to that. "And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast of the Lord." Wow. "And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, go get thee down, for the people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly." Woo! Too quick. "They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. And they have made them a melting calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, these be the gods of Israel which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Quick to forget what the Lord had done for you. Amen. Somebody called me from Africa and said, Brother Johnson, are you still in the Lord? I said, yeah, I'm trying. He said, thank God for you. I said, why you ask? He said, most of our African preacher brothers, when they leave from Liberia or from Africa, they come to America, they change. They change. Hallelujah. They forget about the law. They change quickly. Hallelujah. As I told my kids, I'm in America, but America is not inside of me. Amen, somebody. I said, if you go out to school, you are in America, you come in my home, you are in Africa. If you bring nonsense, I will make sense out of it. Amen. That daddy talking. Amen. So you don't bring nonsense in his home. He bring out make sense out of it. Hallelujah. But man, quick to forget the goodness of God. Man, quick to change. Man, want to find something that is more pleasing than God. And let's go to verses. Let's go to verses. Master getting to do now. Getting foggy. Okay. All right. Let's go to verses 19. Let's go to verses 19 and see. And it came to pass as soon as he came near unto the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger was hot, and he cast the tablets out of his hands and broke them beneath the mountain. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder. And what? Somebody, and they what? Scribe it upon the water. And made the children of Israel drink it, or drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people, what he did unto this people, unto thee that thou have brought so great a sin upon them? Now listen to Aaron. Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief, for they said unto me, even trying to excuse yourself now, make us gods, we shall go before us, for as for this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we hold not that is begun of him. Okay? And I said unto them, whosoever had any gold, let them bring it. Bring of it. So they gave it me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came all a calf. I just threw it in the fire, Moses. And when I threw it in the fire, it began something. A calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, church. We are living in the time of nakedness. People don't want to cover their body anymore. There's a new fashion called nakedness. When I came 2013, we went by the river bank in Poland, and I was lying on my stomach, you know, and sleep carried me. And the person that, one of the sisters woke me up. Brother Johnson, look. I said, what? I was looking, what? But they are left already. Say, see the people. It was hot. Everybody was naked on bicycle. I mean naked. In the birthday suit. Right in Poland. And I said, oh my God. And the person said, you are not seeing anything yet. This is America. Hallelujah. So they naked themselves. And they dance before their gods, their melting image. Hallelujah. That's why when we come to church, we come to church well prepared to reference God. When you dress You are trying to reference God. You are not here to show fashion. Hallelujah. We're not here to show style. We are here to reference God. Nothing wrong when you call your body from head to toe. Hallelujah. Sisters, if your skirt will drag on the floor, let it drag to reference God. Hallelujah. I was talking with my kids. I say, if I wear a woman dress, they started laughing at me. I said, I'm not putting it on. I just say, if I wear, how will you see? Hey there. Hallelujah. So they got naked. Different God. Behind culture is the enemies of God. That the one who deceives man and cause him to sin. The enemies want to replace God as anything that you have. Amen. The enemy wants to replace God in your life, in every area of your life. The enemies want to replace God. Hallelujah. He is a deceiver. He wants to replace God in your life. For 2 Corinthians 2:11. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices. Hallelujah. We are not ignorant of Satan's devices. The enemy gets so many ways to fool us or to trick us. Hallelujah. Be very careful. Not everything that glitter in me gold. The enemy uses things to replace God in our life. Be careful how many times you spend on your cell phone. Come on, somebody. You're on Facebook 24/7. You need to get your face off Facebook and put your face in the book of life. Hallelujah. We testing and twisting and turning, messaging people yet and there. Listen to me. It's not wrong to have a cell phone, but it's wrong when the cell phone tries to take the place of God in your life. It's not wrong to watch the news or have a TV for me. Hallelujah. That's my opinion. But it's wrong when the TV will take all your time, want to replace God. It's not wrong to have a brand new car, but it's wrong when the car want to take the place of God. Am I talking to somebody? Anything you put before God is your God. Hallelujah. Even your children, your husband, your wife. Hallelujah. Sister Christian, remember there's a girl back home. She came to church every Sunday. You could see that she was hungry for the things of God. And she said she wanted to get baptized. We'll baptize you next Sunday. That wasn't an agreement. She went home and came back and said, my boyfriend said I shouldn't get baptized, so therefore I will not get baptized. Oh my God. Our God is unreplaceable. Hallelujah. I want to take my time. Hallelujah. Don't let your money replace God. Don't let your food, oh yes, replace God. When last that you took your time to fast and say, I'm not eating today, I'm turning the plate over. Oh, no, amen. Let me confess. You know, when you confess, it helps the soul. I remember way back, during the war, the Civil War, and I was fasting, and we were in the bush trying to survive, and one of the hunters killed something nice, and everybody was roasting and eating, and I was fasting, and I went in the corner, I said, God, I'm breaking the fast. I'm not fasting anymore. Because everybody roasting and eating, you know, and my appetite was growing up, and I went, Lord, I'm breaking the fast right now, it's 12 midday, and I'm going to eat. Amen. I'm trying to say some of us cannot let go of the food and fast 24/7. Or making music all of it. Hallelujah. Oh my God, help us. Hallelujah, somebody. You cannot replace God. Enemies want to replace God in your life. Hallelujah. Nothing is so important in this life than to have God in your life. Fashion, as I said, the clothes that you wear, want God, the enemy want for you to replace God with your clothes. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Setting all this before us, you and I, cannot focus on God. Hallelujah. The enemy used this thing to distract us. That you and I will not focus on God. Amen. If we would take a survey, you would know that you spend more time on yourself than on God. Amen. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. Amen. That's why when I go to work in the night, Sister Christine, I used to your name because you are so strong, so I call your name every minute. Amen. I put my ears bug in my ear, I play my gospel music, I listen to my preaching when I'm working. Amen. Because that's the only way I can survive. That's the only way I can overcome. That's the only way I can be victorious. Is to keep reminding myself, God is enough for me. God is everything to me. He is my life. He is my mother. He is my father. He is my joy. He is my strength. He is everything to me. You can take away everything, but please do not take God away from me. You can take away everything, but don't take God away from me. He is my life. Take the house, take the cars, take everything, take my clothes, take everything. Hallelujah. But you cannot take away God from me. I cannot make it with all God. I can live a movement, a meeting with all God. I need it every day. I need it every hour. I need it every second. I need him every time of my life. Oh, Shantaya. Oh, my God. I feel the power of God in this place. Exodus 20, verse 1 to 6. Let us see what God is saying. Exodus 20. He said, and God spake all this word, saying, I am the Lord thy God, who have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Do you know that God can deliver, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, son. Out of the house of bondage, that thou shalt have no other gods before me. God is unreplaceable. Do not have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God. I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Hallelujah. That's what God is to me. Oh, I hope to have some Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in this house. We will not bow down to material things. We're not bow down to fashion. We're not bow down to prosperity. It's not wrong to prosper. It's not wrong to prosper. But let that prosperity take control of you. Hallelujah. Because the God that we serve, he gave a power to obtain wealth. Hallelujah. But not the wealth take place of God in your life. Hallelujah. Because the God that we serve, he is a merciful God. We're not bowed down to any graven images. We're not bowed down to the pressure of the government that will tell you to deny your God and serve our God. Hey, hallelujah. The time is coming. It is now. They will come to your home. And they will for you to deny God. If you listen to the news and you see what is happening around you, you will know. People are trying to replace God. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Let me put this in. If the school cannot teach our children the truth about God, you need to teach your children in the home. It's our responsibility. Your responsibility is not only to educate or feed or clothe your children, but make them to know God. Not even know about God, but to know God for themselves. That one day when they grow and go, they remember God. Hallelujah. When I, my mom and dad were not together, I told Brother Carol, they were not living together. But when I go to mommy to spend some weekend, we pray. When I go to my dad, we pray. And the funny part, my dad went for the court to remember Rod, the 23rd son. And when we miss it, he will whip us. He whipped me until I forget about everything. I can't remember nothing again. I said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall. Okay, now I'll finish. Amen. Why? Because he wanted for us to have a personal relationship with God. He said, my son, don't depend on my strength with God. You need to find God for yourself. You need to serve God by yourself. And while my mama was dying, she shared all the property she had with all my brothers and sisters. And I, the last child, I, the last boy, and I was sitting outside, and she looked at me, and she said, you sigh? You got nothing from me? I never gave you any land. I never gave you nothing. But I got something to give you that will take you far away and going to open doors for you. You're going to be blessed the rest of your life. Come and sit beside me. I sat down by her on her dead bed. She said, I got advice for you. No matter what's happened in your life, don't leave from behind God. No matter what comes your way, you may be down, you may be up, you may be left or right, it may be tough, it may be rough in your life. Don't let go of God. And she said, God bless you. That was my property or my inheritance, the Lord, my mother gave me advice. And since I heard it, I took it, and I applied it, God had never failed me yet. Hallelujah. He has never failed me yet. Hallelujah, somebody. The God we serve, he's a living God. 1 Kings chapter 18. We got something we want to share with you here. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 18. The children of Israel had turned against God, turned their back on God, and Elijah had prayed, and there was no rain for 3.5 years. And there were farming in the land, and it came a time that Elijah got tired of these people and called them and told Ahab, Ahab, bring in your prophets of Baal onto my camel. There we will see who is the Lord. As you read on, I'm going to paraphrase. And the Bible says that they gather that morning, 450 prophets Baal on my camel. Brother Johnson, they brought 2 bullets for the sacrifice. 450 prophets Baal stood on the side and built their altar. And Elisha stood. And Elisha said, today is the day to middle your mind. How long will you stand between 2 opinions? A Baal and stop by fire. Let him be your God. But if my God answer by fire, let him be your God. It means that the God that answer by fire, let him be our God. And if Baal, the prophet of Baal, built their altar, and they did not put no fire, and they begin to call on the God from in the morning, send down fire, Baal. Oh, and they begin to cut themselves. They dance and they dance and they dance and they dance. There was no fire. Hallelujah. By 2 o'clock, oh, Elisha begin to mock and say, you don't think that your God is sleeping. You don't think he's going in a far distance. You need to yell more. Oh, they begin to shout. They begin to call. They begin to dance. They begin to roar. May I send down fire? Oh, we need fire. We need fire. Oh, they gushed and said that the blood was rolling down. But there was no answer. Then came 3 o'clock. The time of the evening sacrifice. You had from the morning to 3 p.m. no answer. Elijah said, it's my turn. The Lord rebuild. Somebody say rebuild. Oh, somebody said it. They mean it. Say rebuild. He said, the Lord rebuild the altar of the Lord. There's a message coming up for us. God wanted for us to rebuild our prayer altar in our home. The time we take if you're on the television, on the phone, and doing other things, it's time to rebuild your prayer altar. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong by kneeling down before your bed to pray. That is the old time way. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong when you stand and lift up your hands to worship and pray. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong to pray in public. I pray in public, but I don't go pray in public. Oh, she be la la la. Oh. No. I just, in my heart, I'm washing, I'm praying. Wash and pray. When I'm driving, I wash and pray. I don't close my eyes to drive. No. I wash and pray. Hallelujah. Let us rebuild the altar. And I see people helping Elisha to build the altar. And they put the wood. And they lay the animal. He said, you know what? Dig some gutter around it. And they dug the gutter. And people are standing and say, Elisha is getting crazy. Pour water. We talk about fire. And you put the water on the wood. It's impossible to have a fire to let up a soaking wet wood. But one thing I want to say to you, church, what is impossible with man, it is possible with God. What is impossible with man, it is possible with God. For all things are possible to them that believe. Elijah believed in God, that God can do anything, that God can do the impossibility. Hallelujah. That God can turn things around. What the man cannot do, what other gods cannot do, our God can do it. Pour water. Elijah, who talking about fire? I said, pour water. My God can do anything. And they pour the water, the gallons of water. He said, pour it again, and pour it again, and pour it again. And everything was soaking wet. And then what happened? The water began to overflow the gutter or the trenches. Water. Everything was soaking wet. And Elisha said, everybody stand aside. And he lifted up his hand and his voice said, the God of Abraham. Before the second words would come from her mouth, fire came down from heaven and consumed the sacrifice and consumed the wood and consumed the water. Everywhere was fire, and fire began to burn everything. Hallelujah. And all the people got on their knees and began to worship the God of Israel for fire. He is the Lord. The God of Israel by fire. He is the Lord. The God of Israel by fire. He is the Lord. The God of Israel by fire. He is the Lord. The God of Israel by fire. He is the Lord. Oh my God. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. The God of Israel. My prayers. He is the Lord. The God of Israel. My prayers. He is the Lord. The God of heal my body in the time of sickness. He is the Lord. The Lord I put food on my table. He is the Lord God Almighty. I'm talking to somebody. The God I deliver you from the accident. That you stayed alive today. He is the Lord I God. Hallelujah. The God that pay your bills when you could not afford it. He is the Lord, my God. I'm talking to you, somebody. The God that open doors for you that no man can close. He is the Lord, my God. The God that answer by fire. Let him be your God. You cannot replace God. God is unreplaceable. He is the God Almighty. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't know that about you, but God is real. He is real. And I can see it in my soul. My God is real. He got grace. He got mercy. He is real. Hallelujah. He is the supplier of all my needs. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Oh, can I have a witness that God is real? He woke you up this morning, son in your mind. He set you on your will. Hallelujah. And brought you into his presence. Hallelujah. Where there is fullness of joy. It's God is taking care of you. It's God is taking care of your children. It's God is watching over you day and night. I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. In Psalm 115, verses 5-8. Verses 5-8. Psalm 115. Psalm 115, verses 5-8. Hear what God is saying to you and myself this morning. Come on, brother. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Our feet are part of God in this place. They have mouth, but they speak not. Eyes, but they see not. Nose have they, but they smell not. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet, but they cannot walk. Neither speak they through the trunk. I'm talking to somebody. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusts in them. Do not trust in any image. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. Go in your home. If you got any picture that it says the Jesus Christ picture, it's a lie. Put it down. Put no picture on the world and say, this is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you want to see God, you need to have the Holy Ghost. You need to have a relationship with God. And you will know God for yourself. Hallelujah. God is real. And I know that he is real. Because I serve a God that have eyes that he can see. Hallelujah. The Bible said the eyes of the Lord is in every place. Knowing the good and the evil. He see everything that I do. Hallelujah. God is watching over you when you are sleeping at night. The Lord is watching over you because he is a God that does not slumber nor sleep. Hallelujah. He is an able God. I'm talking to somebody. He has ears and he can hear. He hear whatsoever your heart is beating, the rhythm of your heart. God can hear it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He has hands and he can touch. There is no distance that the hand cannot reach. Hallelujah. I remember Sister Kristen, my brother, how the COVID, there were 5 in the hospital and then 4 died. My brother, he was between life and death. And my sister called me and said, pray, your brother about to die. He's all the way in Minnesota. So I begin to pray, Lord, no, touch him. Touch him, Lord. Deliver him. Heal him, Lord. God say you are interceding. My hand will touch him. And the Lord touched him. He called me and said, brother, I don't know what happened, but I saw the power of darkness leaving from my room and I came back to life. Then I know that the hand of Lord can reach anywhere. Our God can hand. Oh yeah, it can reach anywhere. Hallelujah. The hands are not shut that it cannot save. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Is this a Christian one in the church? No. I said somebody shout it, hallelujah. Everybody shout it and clap your hand, hallelujah. Oh, Acts 17, 20 and 23. We are about to close a little bit. We're going to be closer. I know you want to go home now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul. And then Paul stood in my hills. Oh, hallelujah. And say, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld the devotion, I found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something, church. Hallelujah. It's no time to be ignorant of the true God. It's time to know God and have fear for God. Hallelujah. God does not dwell in anything that is made by man's hands. Hallelujah. For they that worship the Lord, my worship in his spirit and in truth. Our God is real. You cannot replace God with any image in your home or images. Hallelujah. I have seen people bow down to statues. I have seen people bow down to other men and call them father. Ooh. But I'm glad I know that God is real. I'm glad that my God is not unknown to me already no more. Hallelujah. He is not unknown to me. I know who God is. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is Jehovah Teskino. He is the great I am that I am. He is the little of the body and the bread and morning star. My God, he is the first and the last, the beginning and end. Times cannot contain him. He is present everywhere at the same time. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus means Jehovah save. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory be to God. In closing today, we're going to read Exodus 15:11. In closing, Exodus 15:11. Exodus 15:11. Hallelujah. After they crossed the Red Sea, Miriam, the sister of Moses, took her tamarind and began to sing, hallelujah, and said, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah, somebody. Who is like your God that continue to do wonders in your life. Hallelujah. See where he took me from. See where he have brought me. He brought me a mighty long way. Our God is good and he is worthy to be praised. He opened doors that no man can close. He raised the dead. Hallelujah. He make the blind to see. He make the crippled to walk. He turn waters into wine. Hallelujah. Our God is real. You cannot replace him. He is your life. He is unreplaceable. Hallelujah. Somebody, thank you, Jesus. He is your pillar of fire by night and leading your way. He is your pillar of cloud by day. He's still leading you. Hallelujah. He can open your Red Sea today. I'm talking to somebody that the Egyptian that you saw. Oh, hallelujah. That is behind your trail. You're going to see that no more. I'm talking to somebody. You cannot replace God. You need him every hour. You need him every moment. You need him in your home. You need him at your job site. You need him when you walk in the street. You need him at your doctor's appointment. You need him when you are driving. You need him when the going get tough. You need him in the good times. You need him in the bad times. He is your bridge or your trouble water. I'm talking to somebody. God, he is the blood that runs in your veins. I'm talking to somebody. God is unreplaceable. Let us stand together. Somebody stand with me. Let go of those things that are taking the place of God in your life. Hey, my Shantayaba. Let go. It's time to put God first. It's time to seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. For the manner of fact, naked we came and naked shall we return. The spirit of materialism has gotten hold of the people of the land. Everybody one. There's a generation of quick microwave generation. Quick breath. They come into the world, we'll all be mature. Poop. Want to grow up quick. Want to get a husband quick. Want to get a man, a wife quick. Want quick money. Want to look good quick so they do makeup. You think only female doing makeup, now men also do makeup. Want to look different in the way God made them. They are not satisfied the way God made. God make male and female, but they're telling God, said, no, I want to be a female. I feel like a female. He said, I got beer, but I feel like a female in me. So I'm going to wear my stocking, my high issue, on my bed. No! I feel like a boy in me that want to teach in the school. So the girls, they are shaping their head and looking like a man. I saw a documentary where the lady took the bonnet or whatsoever you call it, and she began to tie her breast to have a flat chest like a man. Why not take the knife and cut it up? Then to tie it. Look, in the book of life, God got male and female. You can change yourself whatsoever style you want to, but in the eyes of God, you are still a male and you are a female. So question, when the disciples asked Jesus, what would be the sign of the end time? The first word that came from out of his mouth was, take heed that no man deceive you. We are living in a time of deceit, deception. People will say one thing and mean another thing. I don't care what knee you call it, skin or whatsoever. You are a thief. When you take things from behind or from somebody before pretend, you may call it investment, but you are a thief. Hallelujah. That's the world we live in. Be careful who you allow in your center circle. Because the one that comes like a male is not a male, it's a female. Sister Christy, investigate any female that comes to your heart you want to leave your daughter with. That could be a male. While you're sleeping, take out your hair, take out the makeup. It's a male. Oh, what a male do? I came to your house, I came like a female. Hallelujah. We don't have a detector, you know, saying, when anybody can do, Reverend Johnson, because we live in a time of deception, deceit. That would be the sign. Hallelujah. You know, when people deceive you, you got it. You say, oh yeah, they deceive me. But for you to deceive yourself, that's why I can't understand. Amen. I remember somebody told me a story. They later went to the Pentecostal church and the Holy Ghost was moving. Everybody was jumping in the spirit. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongues. And she was sitting down dry. She got nothing to do. And she was so embarrassed. So she decided to imitate. She started jumping. Oh, hallelujah. 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 And her forehead dried from her head. Hallelujah. And somebody knocked her and said, oh, your hair dried. She took it and turned it back to the front and the front to the back. And she was coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You gotta knot your hair. It's good. We men too, we can pull the stuff there too, right? We got weed. We can pull the men, right? I was trying to get somebody. It can't fit me. I said, when I start jumping, the Holy Ghost would drop. Hallelujah, somebody. We want to look good. We want to look. Sometimes we deceive ourselves. Natural beauty is for everlasting. Hallelujah. All the piercing and thing, all the tattoos and thing. You are deceiving yourself. But the Bible said nobody should mark their skin. Amen. If you want to look good, get the Holy Ghost. If I tell you my age right now, you'll not believe it. Since I'm Christian, I'm older than you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. When I work, there's a girl that came and said, how old are you? And I called my age. She said, no. I said, why? She said, you look 20. I said, don't fool yourself. Hallelujah. But I want to close in 1 Timothy 3:16. The Bible says, well, all the not controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God will manifest in the flesh. Saint of angel, preach unto the Gentile, believe on his word and receive into glory. It means that God came in human form. Born by the Virgin Mary. Hallelujah. In fact, the angel saw him getting into human form. He said, I'm going down to my people. I'm going to deliver my people. He came. He walked with us. He talked with us. He performed miracle. Hallelujah. And then he hang and stretched wide on the cross and died. Hallelujah. He died for you and I. He died for our sins. He died that we believe. And when you are buried on the third day, he rose from the grave. He is alive today. He's going to prepare a place for you. And for me, he is coming again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You cannot replace him. He is unreplaceable. God is real. He is coming again. And all eyes going to see him coming in a cloud of his glory. I'm talking to you. The dead in Christ going to rise first. And those of us our life. Every man, we're going to gather together in the air. And we're going to see him. 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 And when I see him, my tears will get dry. He's going to wipe away our tears. There will be no more sickness. There will be no more hunger. There will be no more dying. There will be no body pains. I'm going to see him. And the Bible say, and I believe it strongly, that when I see him, I'm going to be like him. I'm going to be like him. I'm going to be like him. My Bible say, we're going to be like him. When we see him, we will recognize him. Glory, glory. I want to see Abraham, but I'm not going to be excited when I see Abraham. I want to see Paul, but I'm not going to be too excited when I see Paul. I want to see Peter, but I won't be too excited to see Peter. I want to see my mommy and my daddy, but I won't be too excited when I see them. I want to walk on Gordon Street, but I won't be too excited when I walk on Gordon Street. Hallelujah. I want to see the mansion and live in it, but I won't be too excited. Hallelujah. I will be excited. I will be full of joy. I will jump and roar when I see Jesus. Hallelujah. And see the nail prints in his hand. I want to see Jesus and see the nail prints. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. I want to see him. I recognize him with the nail. Oh, the spare mark on his side. I'm going to see it. Hallelujah. And I'm going to say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you are unreplaceable. You are nobody but Jesus. It was nobody but Jesus. Somebody come walk into the altar. If you know this night or this morning or at this time that your God is real, that he's serving a living God, come and he will renew your strength. Hallelujah. For they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew the strength. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings. Hallelujah. Like an eagle this morning. They shall run and not be weary. I'm talking to somebody. They shall walk and not faint, because the God you serve is unreplaceable. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, my God, hallelujah, has set me free. Somebody, he is a miracle working God. He want to turn it around for you. Hallelujah. Your God want to heal you. Your God want to deliver you. Your God want to bless you. Your God want to transform your life today. Somebody come to the altar. The Lord is calling you right now. Touch me one more time, Lord, for I am your handmaid. Touch me one more time. Oh my God. Oh my God. I need thee. I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Bless me now. Oh, blessed Savior. Oh, I come to thee. I need thee. I need thee. Blessed Savior. Oh, bless me now. Oh, my Savior. But I've come to thee. Hallelujah. The Lord want to bless you. Pray a little more. Pray a little more. You cannot replace God. He is unreplaceable. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, pray a little more.
Sing a new song to him who sang.
worship the true God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God up in the heavens is watching over you right now. Hallelujah. He will flee, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, pray the Lord, Lord. Hallelujah. He has blessed you so much for you to forsake him. He has blessed you so much for you to turn your back on him. Pray the Lord, Lord. Not at all. It was God I've been taking care of you. You took care of us from our mother's womb and up to present. The Lord is still taking care of us. He still took care of us when we were on the wrong path. He had mercy and he redeemed us. How much more when we are walking in his will and in his way. Lord will take care of you. Lord will take care of you. There's no God like our God. He's unreplaceable. Do not replace God with your cell phone, with your children. Do not replace God with your clothes, with your money in the bank. Do not replace God with a television. Do not replace God with anything. God is enough. If you get Jesus, you get everything.